The U.S. military in Afghanistan and the Afghan government say Pakistan is not doing enough to counter intensifying guerrilla attacks in Afghanistan. Pro-Taliban militants are said to be hiding on the Pakistani side of the Afghan border. Pakistan's military has taken steps to secure this remote region, but it's been unable to undercut the widespread support in Pakistani border communities for the pro-Taliban resistance. NPR's Ivan Watson spent last week traveling along the Pakistani frontier and filed this story.
Pakistan's military went on a PR offensive last weekend, taking journalists to its frontier with Afghanistan on a carefully choreographed tour by helicopter, land cruiser, and even by vintage train. The weekend's tour was aimed at refuting charges that pro-Taliban fighters have been launching cross-border attacks from Pakistani territory.
It is physically
impossible for anybody to go undetected or come undetected.
Major General Sadaqat Ali Shah, the commander of the Pakistani Frontier Corps, wore Ray-Bans and gestured with a short cane as he explained how Pakistan has put tens of millions of dollars in U.S. aid and equipment to use to demarcate and police for the first time a border that historically existed only on maps. At Chaman, one of the two most important transit points for passengers and cargo traveling between the two countries, frontier guards dutifully checked documents and used metal detectors to search ethnic Pashtun tribesmen, who have long been accustomed to freely crossing the border for the most simple of errands. The military has constructed several dozen miles of earthworks and barbed wire fences on the dusty plain here, while doubling the number of frontier outposts in the rugged mountains to the north. Shah insisted pro-Taliban fighters could not be taking shelter on his side of the border.
If you're talking about large, armed, militant groups crossing the border, you've seen it. You've seen where we are. They physically cannot do it. So I am absolutely certain there is no question of that happening here.
Despite the government's crackdown, the pro-Taliban fighters have broad support from local politicians on the Pakistani side of the border. Some Islamist leaders here openly describe the resistance against U.S. troops in Afghanistan as a holy struggle, a jihad.
He said, yes, it is very much jihad. What right Americans have to occupy a country and impose their supremacy.
Zar Nur Afridi, a top official in one of the leading Islamist opposition parties, wants to provide further material support to the pro-Taliban guerrillas who are launching daily attacks against U.S. troops and their Afghan government allies across the border.
He said, yes, I am in the favor of providing them support. It is not only me, but all the Pakistani nation is in favor of supporting this resistance element.
This is a view shared by many of the region's ethnic Pashtuns, whose tribes straddle the frontier. In the crude back-alley gun factories of Pakistan's wild northwest frontier province, workmen manufacture shotguns and Kalashnikov assault rifles by hand under portraits of Osama bin Laden. Meanwhile, money is collected for jihadi organizations in prominently displayed donation boxes in shops and stalls on the street. Several arms merchants said they would be happy to sell a Kalashnikov at a special discount to help any man who will attack U.S. troops. The tribesmen here claim they do not personally know any of the volunteers who are said to be crossing the border to join the resistance. And yet several people said those fighters whose bodies are returned after being killed in battle against the Americans are now revered as martyrs.
It's not that they consider them martyrs, but they consider them saints. And mothers and these family women go and bring the dust of the grave and use it for as medicine for the kids. So this is this kind of feelings people have about them.
Locals say supporters of the Afghan resistance do have to operate discreetly because of the additional Pakistani troops deployed in the region. Meanwhile, American military commanders in Afghanistan say they welcome recent Pakistani security efforts on the border. But they add that guerrilla fighters continue to take shelter in Pakistani territory after clashes in Afghanistan with U.S. troops. Ivan Watson, NPR News.